It's nothing new for you, overcoming injuries.
Not at all. And one thing I can say is it wasn't anything significant, but it does seem like, you know, it's something nagging here and there, and it holds you back. And you get frustrated because you feel like you're taking care of yourself, and you're doing everything that you need to do in order to be out there on the field and to not miss any significant time. But, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the game. You got to, you know, understand what comes with it. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to really take care of myself, investing in my body, and, you know, I'll continue to do that.
Does Carson need to improve the timing with you on those deep throws? I know there was a one down the left sideline where – underthrew it to you a little bit. Were you kind of like, Carson, put it out there?
Not at all. It's kind of tricky right now because, you know, it's not one of those things where I'd say I'm 100%.
Okay.
So I think he knows that, and it's one of those things where you're gradually getting back into everything. Like I said, it was my first day really going out there and competing full goal with team and 7-on-7 and everything like that. So it'll take time. You know, I don't feel like it'll be anything long. It may take a few days. I feel like we'll get it right within – you know, sometime the end of this week, next week, with repetitive practices that we have going on, and the game against Buffalo, and then next week going into Miami, and they'll be here for practice, so we'll have our chance to get that back right.
Do you think today was an important benchmark for you, though, to say if I can go out there, do the full team drills, and be close to full go, at least as much as you've been in recent week or so, mm-hmm. that you'll be able to play?
It absolutely was. It was huge because like I said, it's a tricky, you know, hamstring can be tricky at times. You feel like, you know, you're good and you're ready to go. And I think that was a big reason why last week going into Green Bay, it was probably best not to go out there. Mm-hmm. Seeing that today was my first day and it's been about a week now, it just goes to show that if I, you know, who knows, I would have rushed it against Green Bay, made it worse. You know, it takes time. So I've been smart about it. The coaches have been smart with me. They've been you know, they've been supporting me, you know, the most that they can. So that's been encouraging.
Does it make any difference to you, whether it's home or away, where you can make that first preseason game? Does that factor into your mind at all?
Not at all. I mean, Lambeau would have been great. You know, that would have been dope. But at the same time, we're at home. You know, it's another opportunity to play the game that I love. So whether we're home, away, or wherever we may be, you know, it's always a great opportunity to go out there and do what I love. And I'm excited about it.
You've learned in your brief time with the Eagles last year plus the business side of the game. And seeing Jordan Matthews go, you know that that's going to open up a roster spot for someone.
Right.
How do you keep yourself mentally from not being like, that's my spot, that's something that I can go out there and seize and take advantage of the opportunity that's been presented to you?
Well, my mindset going into it, even when he was here, you know, doing what I had to do to make a roster spot, you know, and even going back to OTAs and how thick the receiver room has been and how talented we all are. I didn't get caught up in the numbers. I didn't get caught up in the talent level because I know what I'm capable of. So I just always tell myself, just go out there and do what you do and don't get caught up in any numbers. You know, Jordan was a big, you know, a brother to me. He was somebody when I first came in, he helped me, you know, strengthen my faith as a man of God. Just being the best athlete that I can be and just being a great example every day. So I got to talk to him about everything, you know, wish him nothing but the best at Buffalo. And, you know, it's part of the business. So, you know, now it's time for more guys to step up, as I will continue to do every day, no matter what the circumstances may be. And we'll get better. We'll get better as a group.